What's up, guys? This is Michael Smith, aka Flex Up Mike. You're now listening to Flex Your Thoughts, where we focus on the four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and my personal page at Flex Up Mike. You can follow the main business page at underscore Flex Up. That's underscore FLXUP. That's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook is Flex Up LLC. You can follow my business partner at Don underscore Flex at D-O-N underscore F-L-X-X on Instagram. So let's go ahead and get right into it. This is going to be another short but sweet and straight to the point podcast. And today I wanted to talk about supplements and why I decided to actually get back on them. So, as some may know, just been listening to the podcast, I competed amateurly in bodybuilding, more specific, men's physique. And while I was competing and training, I was very adamant about taking supplements and things like that to get you where you need to get in a short amount of time without taking any supplements or things like that. Now, last 3 years, I haven't taken any. I've just been consistently eating food, trying to eat the proper things and take it one day at a time by consuming more food than I would do supplements. However, last week I decided to change and get back to using supplements. Now, if you have been listening to the podcast, you know that for my left leg, I have patellofemoral stress syndrome. And for my right leg, I have patellar tendonitis. So, one of the main reasons that I decided to get back to using supplements is because of my knees. And I need my knees to heal so I can get back to moving and get back to lifting and get back to playing like I have been playing prior to these long enduring injuries. So, one supplement that I've already included into my regimen is BCAAs. Now, I'm not going to go super extreme with the actual supplements and things like that, but you know, it's okay. It's okay. I think I'm going to maybe add back to taking protein, and I'll just stick to just BCAAs and proteins. But it all depends on what you are trying to do and what your goal is. So I wanted to go over some pros and cons and just a few other supplements I was taking at the time of currently. Just to go a little bit more deeper in BCAAs, BCAAs are branch chain amino acids. Now, amino acids is the essential, pretty much, nutrient molecule that we need for muscle growth and muscle recovery. And if you were to just to stick to eating, you'll have to consume a considerate amount of food, a very, 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 very large amount of food for a considerable long time. And what supplements do is you may be eating right, but you might not be able to get all the nutrients that you would get if you just eating. So, but you add supplements to your diet and then you'll be able to get the extra nutrients. And that's what, and that's one of the main reasons why I decided to get back on using supplements consistently. So that's overall about two reasons right now. Actually three. Reason one is to help me with my recovery. Reason two is to help me with muscle growth. Reason three is because of the nutrients. So there was an article that I was going over, and it gave me some more pros and cons about supplements. So I want to just briefly go over those pros and cons of using supplements. Now, the pros of using supplements is the following. It provides vitamins and minerals that may be lacking in a person's diet. They improve many bodily functions and can assist with mental health. Number three is decrease your risk of vitamin deficiency. Now, number four is it can help you digest food. And number five is allows fussy eaters such as children a regular intake of essential vitamins. Now, the other supplements that I take in for my injury and just my overall daily health was one a day. I'm currently taking glucosamine and chondroitin with MSM that helps with my knees and the knee joint and things like that. I've been taking that for a considerable amount of time. And I just recently added BCAAs to my regimen, and I won't call this a supplement, this is just another pill that I had to take, was diclofenac. Diclofenac is for to help with the inflammation of my knees. And let's go over the cons though. One of the main cons is upkeep and just continue to take them all the time. Another con is you risk of becoming reliant on the multivitamins. Risk number three is risk of vitamin toxicity. And last but not least, can in some cases cause more harm than good. So does that mean that you can consume more supplements than you should take? Yes. Be very mindful when considering when taking multivitamins or taking any type of supplements. Always do everything in moderation. There's no reason to take more than you have to. If I could recommend any supplements to take, I would keep it very simple, and I would take a one a day, which has the essential vitamins that any man or woman should take. I take the men version of one a day. There's a women version of one a day that you should take. Two is the branched chain amino acids. The abbreviation is BCAAs. That helps you with the muscle recovery, muscle growth. In some instances, you can help you lose weight. And last but not least is protein powder. Now, in episode one or two, I broke down what protein powder is and what it's consistently made of. Now, depending on what your regimen is, if you want to go plant-based protein, you can do plant-based protein. If you want to take the regular protein, you can take the regular protein too. But always remember, do all things in moderation. Just follow the guide on how often you should take the supplement and or take the protein, and you should be good to go. So that's the main reason why I decided to get back on supplements, is because I'm not, even though I'm eating a considerable amount of food, I'm still lacking in some vitamins and nutrients, and taking a supplement helps me get those extra nutrients. Taking a supplement helps me recover quicker. Taking a supplement helps me with my muscle growth. So the process with my knees is going to take a while, and I'm just looking for any additions that can help. I've added, when being in a sauna, I've added Albaline, and those that are familiar with Albaline is boxers. They actually take Albaline, and what Albaline does is just helps you sweat a little bit more, sweat more often, and sweat actually sweat a little bit more. It actually helps you sweat a lot, and I can just see just the changes from doing it just for like a week or so. The changes are incredible. So if you want to add Albaline, is Albaline, what you do is you spread it all over your body, and if you want to do sprints, you do it with sprints, or if you're in a sauna, you can do it in a sauna. So look up Albaline. Albaline is really just his makeup remover, and it's actually healthy for your skin and stuff too. So there are several benefits of Albaline. So those are the reasons. Nothing negative. Everything is all positive, and everything is going towards the greater good and what your goal is. So my goal is, right now I can't really lift like I want to lift, so the goal is just to get slim and strong, and I want to probably try to get down to maybe 195, maybe 185, and then once I'm at the point where I'm back, I can back to be lifting again hard and strong like I want to, get up to where I'm a solid, like 200 solid muscle. I'm lifting with my legs like I want to lift again. My upper body is back to is being on point. My actual upper body is fairly strong now. But I've been able to lift with my legs like I want to. I can lift with, you know, my upper body is strong. I'm actually have a pretty good shot in basketball, and my dribble is improving, things like that. Yeah, I really want to get really good in basketball as well. And I mentioned by my birthday, I also wanted to try to test my vertical. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, my knees just get back to how they're not feeling now, and I can start lifting again like I want to. But if not, it's okay. You got to keep moving forward. You can't let these small obstacles slow you down. You have to keep moving forward. Never, ever stop. So thank you for listening to that segment. Now, let's go ahead and go over to the book section. Alright guys, if you have been listening to the podcast, you know that we are currently reading from Food, Your Miracle Medicine, How Food Can Prevent and Cure Over 100 Symptoms and Problems, based on more than 10,000 scientific studies by Gene Carper. And today we'll be reading on anti-anxiety diet prescription. And we're coming from page 300 within the book. We are actually almost done with the book, so we're making very great progress. So the reading goes as follows. If you have any anxiety, give up or severely restrict caffeine for at least a week and see if the anxiety begins to dissipate. That includes less or no caffeinated coffee or tea, cocoa, chocolate, or cola drinks. Be prepared for caffeine withdrawal symptoms such as headaches, which ordinarily occurs within 19 hours. Gets worse in the first day or two and then tapers off. If you want to be sure, caffeine is what triggers your anxiety. Do a test later by drinking some and watching to see if the anxiety returns. If you have panic attacks or panic disorder, cut out caffeine or cut back on it. Probably a couple of cups of coffee a day won't bring on panic attacks, says Dr. Oud. Notice whether the onset of panic attacks is linked to caffeine. Consult a professional for proper treatment. If you are more anxious and panicky after drinking alcohol, cut down or abstain entirely. To allay general stress and anxiety, eat more complex carbohydrates such as pastas and potatoes for a faster calming effect. Eat something containing sugar or honey, long recognized or mild tranquilizers. All right, so that's it for today. Thank you for listening to the podcast. This is your host, Mike Smith, aka Flex of Mike, and this is Flex Your Thoughts, where we focus on the four pillars of life: health, wealth, love, and happiness. Please follow us on Instagram and Twitter. That's at Flex of Mike on Instagram and Twitter. Please follow our main page. It's Flex Up LLC on Facebook and underscore Flex Up. That's underscore FLXUP on Instagram and Twitter. And please follow my business partner, Don underscore Flex on Instagram. Thank you again for listening. We're coming right along with these episodes. So next week should be a good one. You guys take care.